Let's try it.
Am I working today? It seems to be.
Richard, we're 15. Give me some more people, please. Richard. A quorum is present. We're going to post the colors, and Senator Prozanski will lead us in the pledge. Put the flag right there, and then I'll go to you. You'll do good. Today's invocation, Pastor Steve Fowler, Salem Alliance Church here in Salem.
Let's pray. Almighty God, we thank you for this great state and for these leaders. I ask and pray that your hand would be upon them. God, I thank you that you not only care for them and love them, you like them. And I ask and pray that you give them wisdom and unity today, and that you would accomplish your desires. Thank you for the way that you're using them and for the blessing they are to the people of this state. We pray for them and ask for your favor to be upon them and guide them, we pray in your name. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Fowler, for your invocation. I'd like to extend the courtesies of the Senate to you. Thanks for being willing to come here today and lead us in prayer here in the State Senate. But thank you, Senator Floyd Bozanski, for leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Courtesies. Recognize Senator Floyd Bozanski, please. I assume you have a courtesy.
Mr. President, my guest today asked for me not to give courtesies, but I knew that
well,
you would take the opportunity.
Well, give him a courtesy anyway, because I don't remember
take the
who he is.
Opportunity
so.
To
I
have
order you
that.
A courtesy, the guy.
Mr. President, I do want to ask for courtesy and extend the welcome of the Senate to a former member of the House of Representatives. Mike Lehman and I, as you know, started in 1995. We served in 95, 97, and 99 together. And we were part of the loose group of the Five Amigos that included former Representatives and Senator Tony Corcoran, Representative Terry Thompson, as well as the late Brian Johnston. And so I do ask for courtesies, and I told him to just hang on to his seat and be ready for the grief.
Thank you. Representative Lehman, nice to see you. And it's an honor and privilege to have you here. And sorry that I had to call out Senator Floyd Bozanski to introduce you. You should be honored, Representative Lehman, to be here today. And since you never were a state senator, please conduct yourself accordingly. So we'd like to extend the courtesy of the Senate to you. Hope you have a good day and hope you'll stay with us forever how long we're here. I recognize Senator Martha Schrader.
Thank you, Senator Courtney. Today we have in the gallery Under Sheriff Dave Kirby from Clackamas County. I'd like to extend courtesies to him. Thank him for being here today. I had a number of times as a county commissioner. I worked with Sheriff Kirby, and he's standing right up there. Glad to have you here. And please give my regards to Sheriff Craig Roberts, who is also a good friend. Thank you.
Thank you. Sheriff, thanks for coming. It's an honor and privilege to have members of the law enforcement community always to come and visit us. And thank you for looking out for the interests of the people in Clackamas County as well as the state of Oregon. Appreciate it very much. Your willingness to put your life on the line and serve us, take care of our public safety needs. Thank you. It's an honor and privilege to have you here. The courtesies. Remonstrances. Not much going on. Message from the governor.
Mr. President, as we continue to inform, he has approved the following bills: 83, 204, 239, 398, 802, 87, 206, 248, 438, 937, 117, 214, 262, 479, 140, 225, 330, 595.
Message from the House.
Mr. President, just speaking from he has passed. House bills 2004, 2004, 3232, Senate Bill 623, adopted SCR 12, 13, 14, passed the following Senate bills amended by the House, Senate Bill 70, concurrence amendments repassed House bills. 2478, 2578, 2794, 2177, 2255, 2426, 2427, 2435, 2817, 2950, 2955, 2962, 2999, 3116, 2107.
Reports from conference committees, reports from standing committees, reports with SR 8.551, committee report summary 114, which was distributed to members June 4th, and 115 was distributed to members today. This information recorded in the Journal of State Report, so order. Reports from special committees, recognize... I recognize Senator Richard Devlin right now.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Democrats, those that are on the floor here today, request a 15-minute caucus.
Recognize Senator Ted Ferrioli, please.
We join our good colleague from across the aisle in requesting a 15-minute caucus.
Senate will go into recess until 10:19. 10:19. The Senate is now in recess.
Johnson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, Gerard, Haas, Johnson, Metzger, Montes Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Brzezinski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Verger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, President Courtney.
A quorum is present. The Senate recess following the order of reports from special committees and will resume under propositions and motions. It is so ordered. Recognize Senator Devlin, please.
Mr. President, members of the Senate, I have two, so I'm going to move both of them. I move House Bill 3463 be taken from its place on today's calendar and be referred to the Rules Committee.
Devlin has moved that House Bill 3463 be taken from its place on today's third reading calendar and referred to the Senate Rules Committee. Is that correct? Is that your motion?
That is correct.
To your motion, please.
I believe the bill requires a minor modification before it comes back to the floor.
Is there a discussion of the motion is now before us? All those in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And opposed? No. The motion to refer House Bill 3463 has passed and has now been sent to the Senate Rules Committee. Motion is carried. Your next motion, please.
Thank you, Mr. President, Senate colleagues. I move the consideration of 2834 be taken from its place on today's calendar and placed on the Wednesday, June 10th calendar.
Senator Dillon has moved the consideration of House Bill 2834 be taken from its place on today's calendar and placed on Wednesday's June 10th calendar. To your motion, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. House Bill 2384 is the School for the Blind bill. We are moving it to Wednesday. We believe that that will be a better day for consideration of this bill. And again, House Bill 2834 is the bill that relates to the School for the Blind.
Thank you. Is there discussion of this motion? Question is on taking HB 2834 from today's calendar and placing it on Wednesday's June 10th calendar. All in favor of this motion, please say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, no. This motion is carried. Recognize Senator Rick Metzger, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that House Bill 2739 be taken from its place on today's calendar and be referred to the Rules Committee.
Senator Rick Metzger has moved that the House Bill 2739 be taken from its place on today's calendar and be referred to the Rules Committee. To your motion, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. There are a few technical amendments to this bill that we were going to do in a conference committee, but the amendments are now ready, so therefore it would be faster to send it to the Rules Committee and right back out to the floor rather than have to have you appoint a conference committee in another week or so.
Thank you. Is the discussion of the motion which is now before us? The question is on referring the House Bill 2739 to the Rules Committee. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, no. This motion has carried. Propositions and motions. Recognize Senator Devlin. Wait a minute. Has that already been done? No, that's already been done. All right. Then I'll now recognize Senator Manus Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate concur in the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 16.
Senator Lori Manus Anderson, move the Senate concur in the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 16. To your motion, please.
Colleagues, this is a dementia bill, and if we don't get out of here soon, we're all going to be demented. But they did make a nice little amendment over there. Actually, I didn't like it, but it's all right with me. Basically, they're going to grant the authority for a health care representative to consent to hospitalization, but it can't exceed 18 days, and that's the 18 days, is it? They added then a sunset date and emergency clause. So that's what that does.
Is the discussion? Question is, those who are the opinion that the Senate should concur in the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 16 will answer aye as the names are called. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Morissette.
Senator Morissette.
Morse. Nelson. Przonski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Berger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Haas. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Von Zinnerson. Monroe. President Courtney.
Yes.
30 ayes.
Senate Bill 16, having received the constitutional majority, is declared repassed. Recognize Senator Dianne Rosenbaum, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate concur in the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 112.
Senator Rosenbaum has moved the Senate concur in the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 112. To your motion and discussion, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, this original bill simply applied the same limits to somebody who retired from PERS taking a lump sum as applies to somebody taking a monthly benefit. The House added an amendment to deal with a problem that had arisen wherein somebody who is retired goes to work for a PERS-exempt employer and for another employer that is subject to PERS, and under current law, the hours worked on both jobs had been counted toward the limit. This corrects that, simply applies the hours worked on the job that is subject to PERS, and I urge your support.
Thank you. Discussion? Those who are of the opinion that the Senate should concur in the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 112 will answer ayes, names are called. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Morse. Nelson. Przonski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Berger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick.
Senator Burdick.
Carter. Devlin. Devlin. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Haas. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Von Zinnerson. Monroe. Morissette. President Courtney.
Yes.
Voting no, Atkinson, Boquist, Ferrioli, George, Gerard, Cruz, Starr, Telfer, Whitsett, Winters, 20 ayes.
The Senate Bill 112, having received the constitutional majority, declared repassed. Recognize Senator Mark Haas.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate concur in House amendments and repass Senate Bill 118.
Senator Mark Haas has moved the Senate concur in the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 118. To your motion and discussion, please.
We have left the Senate. Senate Bill 118 authorized the State Board of Higher Education to delegate powers other than prescribing enrollment fees to the Chancellor and to the University Presidents. The Board wanted this authority to better manage its business and focus on the broad goals of the university system. The House amendments to this bill scale back the board's initial request. The amendments allow the board to delegate powers to a committee of the board. I think the House amendments address some of the concerns that we had in this committee, and they are a good approach to this issue, and therefore I ask you to concur with the House amendments to Senate Bill 118B.
Thank you. Recognize Senator Rick Metzger, please, under discussion.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, I oppose this bill when it's on the Senate side. I'm comfortable with what they did on the House side. The original bill delegated authority of the board to employees. Thought it was way too broad. This keeps the authority within the board, so I'll support it on concurrence.
Thank you. Recognize Senator Vicky Walker.
Thank you, Mr. President. I can ditto the comments of the good senator who just spoke because I felt the same way, and this is why we have two chambers. Always offers a different point of view. Thank you. I appreciate it, and we'll support the bill today.
Discussion more? Senator Hassey wishes to close. The question now arises upon a third reading. Those who have opinions of the Senate should concur in the House amendments to be passed Senate Bill 118. Lancer, eyes and came. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Nelson.
Aye.
Prezonsky.
Aye.
Rosenbaum.
Aye.
Schrader. Starr.
Aye.
Telfer.
No.
Berger.
No.
Walker.
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 Aye.
Whitsett.
No.
Winters.
No.
Atkinson.
No.
Bates.
No.
Bonamici.
Aye.
Boquist.
Aye.
Burdick.
Aye.
Carter.
Aye.
Devlin.
Aye.
Dingfelder. Ferrioli, George, Gerard, Haas, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Montes Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, President Courtney.
Yes.
Voting no, Atkinson, George, Gerard, Johnson's, Telfer, Berger, Whitsett, Winters, 22 ayes.
The Senate Bill 118 have received a constitutional majority declared repass. Recognize Senator Rick Metzger.
I move the Senate concur in the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 170.
Senator Rick Metzger has moved the Senate concur in the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 170. To your motion, discussion, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 170B is the bill that expands from 4 to 6 the number of airports eligible to participate in the Department of Aviation's Through the Fence pilot project. Now listen carefully to what the House did. The House amendments rearranged, eight words, the identical eight words. In the Section 1 definition of airport boundary, they took out direct access to aircraft by the airport runway. They rearranged the words and replaced them in this order, direct access to the airport runway by aircraft. I urge an aye vote.
Recognize Senator Johnson, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I rise to declare a potential conflict of interest. My husband is a through-the-fence operator at the Scappoose Airport.
Your potential conflict of interest has made me part of the record. Further discussion? Those who depend on the Senate should concur in the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 170. Will answer ayes and names are called. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Brzezinski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Berger. Berger.
Senator Berger.
Walker. Walker.
Senator Walker.
Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin.
Devlin.
Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Haas. Johnson.
Sir Johnson.
Cruz. Metzger. Montes Anderson. Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, President Courtney.
Yes.
30 ayes.
Senate Bill 170, having received a constitutional majority, is declared repassed. Recognize Senator Starr. Who's Starr?
I move the Senate concur in the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 171.
Senator Bruce Starr has moved the Senate concur in the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 171. To your motion, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 171B is the bill that prohibits the construction of objects or structures that are physical hazards to air navigation. Exemptions were for cell phone towers and structures approved by the FAA. House amendments adds an exemption for the construction of structures that have the approval of the Energy Facility Siting Council. Urge an aye vote.
Discussion. Those who are dependent on the Senate should concur in the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 171. Will answer ayes and names are called. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Rosenbaum. Schrader. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Berger. Walker. Walker.
Is it Walker? Go ahead.
Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Girard. Haas. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Juanes Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Przonski. President Courtney.
Yes.
30 ayes.
The Senate Bill 171, having received a constitutional majority, declared repassed. Senator Johnson, for what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I should have done this prior to the vote. I rise to declare a potential conflict of interest. My husband is in the aviation business.
Senator Johnson has requested unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow her to enter unanimous consent a potential conflict of interest on, what was it, Senate Bill 171? Is that right? Is there objections? Now, could you please state the potential conflict of interest since the rules have been suspended?
Thank you, Mr. President. I declare a potential conflict of interest with respect to Senate Bill 171. My husband is in the aviation business.
Potential conflict of interest is noted for the record, Senate Bill 171. Recognize Senator Larry George, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate concur in the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 198.
Larry George has moved this House. The Senate concur in the House amendments and repass SB 198. To your motion, please.
Senate Bill 198 is the bill that allows the Oregon Racing Commission to suspend a license issued to a multi-jurisdictional simulcast wagering hub without prior notice and without hearing. House amendments limit the immediate suspension to those situations where the licensee has placed customers' money at risk. Otherwise, the commission must give at least 14 days' notice. If a hearing is requested, the House amendments allow the commission to stay the suspension pending the outcome of the hearing. If you'll notice, I voted no the first time this came across the floor, and the House amendments took care of my concerns, and I urge an aye vote. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Discussion. Those who are the independent Senate should concur in the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 198. Will answer ayes and names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk, please call the roll.
Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Berger. Walker. Whitsett.
Whitsett. Whitsett.
Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Devlin.
Senator Devlin, you want to talk?
Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Girard. Haas. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Juanes Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Przonski. Rosenbaum. President Courtney.
Yes.
Voting no. Atkinson. Girard. Cruz. 27 ayes.
What the? Senate Bill 198, having received a constitutional majority, is declared repassed. What the? Recognize Senator Rick Metzger.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate concur in the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 203.
Senator McMaster has moved this, the Senate concur in the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 203.
Senate Bill 203 is a bill that makes Oregon's lien law consistent with construction contractor board statutes by establishing the same threshold requirement of $2,000 for a written contract and providing the information notice to owner about construction liens. The House amendment requires that written residential construction contracts contain a list of notices accompanying the contract, notices like the information notice to owner about construction liens. I urge an aye vote.
Thank you. Discussion. Those who are the independent Senate should concur in the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 203. We'll answer ayes and name and call. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Starr. Telfer. Telfer. Berger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Boquist. Burdick. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Girard. Haas. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger, Montenderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Przonsky, Rosenbaum, Schrader, President Courtney.
He's a yes.
30 ayes.
The House bill, Senate bill 2003, having received a constant majority, is declared repassed. Recognize Senator Suzanne Bonamici.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that the Senate concur in the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 205.
Senator Bonamici has moved that the Senate concur in the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 205. To your motion, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, Senate Bill 205 is essentially a housekeeping bill that was requested by the Construction Contractors Board to correct minor inconsistencies in current law and facilitate the CCB's administration of laws that protect consumers and provide clarity for contractors in the construction context. The House amendments to Senate Bill 205 simply add the requirement that a contractor provide a recommended maintenance schedule to the owner or purchaser at the same time that the contractor makes a warranty offer to construct a residence or zero lot line dwelling. The House amendments further the CCB goal of providing clarity and protection for consumers and contractors, and I respectfully ask that you concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 205. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Discussion? Those who are the opinion, the Senate should concur in the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 205. Will answer ayes, nay, kill. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Telfer. Berger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Girard. Haas. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Montenderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Przonsky. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. President Courtney.
Yes.
30 ayes.
The Senate Bill 205, having received the majority, declared passed. Senator Girard, for what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I wish to return a courtesies, please.
Without objection, please feel free to do so.
Colleagues, I'm welcome to bring back a former state representative that I served with in 93 and now chairman of the Republican Party, Bob Tiernan. And I ask that you extend courtesies.
It's nice to see you, Representative Tiernan. Welcome to the State Senate. I'd like to extend the courtesies of the State Senate to you, Representative Tiernan. Enjoy your stay here. Stay as long as you'd like. We return to the regular order of Senate business and the propositions and motions. Recognize Senator, recognize Senator Ted Ferrioli, please.
Mr. President, under the order of business of remonstrance.
Yes. Without objection, please return to the remonstrance.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, yesterday, largely in my opinion due to actions of the House Revenue Committee, this building was struck by lightning. Mr. President, it's clearly an action that tempted the gods. And I would just petition the powers that be within this building to avoid any similar actions, because the next time lightning strikes, it could be more than just the air conditioning system that gets destroyed here, Mr. President.
Mm-hmm. We've already had our invocation earlier today, Senator Ferrioli. All right. Is there any further remonstrances or courtesies at this time? We will now return to the regular order of the Senate's business under proposition motion. I recognize Senator Floyd Przonsky, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate concur with the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 235.
Senator Floyd Przonsky has moved that the Senate concur in the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 235. To your motion, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. The issues that they took up on the House side was basically modifying some of the number dollars, reducing them down by $25,000 and $50,000 in others. So this is just some minor tweaks, ones that we think are acceptable, and because of that, we ask for a repassage.
Is the discussion? Those of the pendant and should concur in the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 235. Will answer ayes. Names are called. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Berger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Dingfelder.
Senator Dingfelder. Go on.
Ferrioli. George. George. Girard. Hass. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Montes Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Przonski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. President Courtney.
Yes.
Not answering. Dingfelder. Excuse. Carter, 29 ayes.
The Senate Bill 235, having substantial majority, is declared a repass. Recognize Senator Joseph Lloyd Przonski.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate concur on the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 277.
Senator Przonski has moved the Senate concur on the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 277. Do your motion, please.
Mr. President, this is another bill that the House looked at. It made a couple of tweaks on language, putting in different words that really just add to the measure and gives clarity. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Discussion? Those who are the pending Senate should concur on the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 277. Will answer ayes. Names are called. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Devlin.
Sir Devlin.
Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Girard. Hass. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Montes Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Przonski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Verger. President Courtney.
Yes.
Excused. Carter, 29 ayes.
The Senate Bill 277 have received a constitutional majority declared repassed. Recognize Senator Lori Montes Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate concur in the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 400.
Senator Lori Montes Anderson has moved that the Senate concur in the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 400. To your motion, please.
Colleagues, we had passed Senate Bill 96 that standardized the definition of veteran, and this is a veteran's bill, and it's just conforming amendments. Therefore, I urge an aye vote.
Thank you. It's discussion. Those who are the pending Senate should concur in the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 400. Will answer ayes. Names are called. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Girard. Hass. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Montes Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Przonski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Verger. Walker. President Courtney.
Yes.
Excuse. Carter, 29 ayes.
Senate Bill 400, having received a constitutional majority, is declared repassed. Recognize Senator Mark Hass.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate concur in House amendments and repass Senate Bill 512.
Senator Mark Hass has moved that the Senate concur in the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 512. To your motion, please.
Senate Bill 512 is the product of the Law Commission's work group on Senate Bill 1092 of February 2008. The bill changes provisions requiring disclosure of information to schools about students involved in the justice system, and that's what we passed. The House amended it to add an instance of when a school district would be given notice, specifically when a youth is found responsible in the juvenile delinquency code except for reason of insanity, and that when a school district receives notice, the contact information of the law enforcement agency be included. These technical amendments to the bill make it better overall, and I ask you to concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 512B.
Thank you. It's discussion. Those who are independent Senate should concur in the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 512. We'll pay answer. Eyes and count. Those opposed, no. Clerk, call the roll.
Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. Ferrioli. George. Girard. Hass. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Montes Anderson. Monroe. Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Brzezinski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Verger, Walker, Whitsett. President Courtney.
Yes.
Excuse Carter, 29 ayes.
The Senate Bill 512, having received constitutional majority, is declared repassed. Recognize Senator Suzanne Bonamici.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that the Senate concur in the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 515.
Senator Bonamici has moved the Senate concur in the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 515. To your motion, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President and colleagues, Senate Bill 515 is the Lemon Law. This came before us in early May, and when it got to the House, there were some changes made to respond to some concerns from the auto dealers and the RV industry. The House streamlined the odometer readings required of the dealers when a consumer brings a car in for service on a lemon defect. And with this amendment, colleagues, the Oregon Auto Dealers Association is now in support of Senate Bill 515. Next, we allowed for auto manufacturers to claim as a defense that both the consumer and any person on behalf of the consumer made unauthorized modifications to the car that resulted in the alleged defect. And with this amendment, colleagues, General Motors has now declared that they are neutral on the bill. Finally, there were several additional modifications made to recognize the difference between recreational vehicles and motor vehicles. We made these changes in anticipation of working on the RV model lemon law during the interim. With this amendment, the RV industry has also declared neutrality on the bill. Colleagues, Senate Bill 515 is good consumer protection legislation that can help rebuild consumer confidence. I urge that we concur in the House amendment and repass Senate Bill 515. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Discussion. Those who are of the opinion, the Senate should concur in the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 515. Will answer ayes. Names are called. Those opposed, no clerk. Please call the roll.
Atkinson. Bates. Bates.
Bates.
Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfeather. Ferrioli. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Hass. Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Montes Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Brzezinski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Verger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters. President Courtney.
Yes.
Excused, Carter, voting no, Boquist, Ferrioli, Gerard, Johnson, Cruz, Nelson, Telfer, Verger, Whitsett, Winters, 19 ayes.
The Senate Bill 515, having received a constitutional majority, is declared repassed. Recognize Senator Lori Montes Anderson. Strike that. Recognize Senator Jackie Winters, for what purpose to rise?
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. I need to declare a conflict of interest on the bill that we just passed.
Senator Jackie Winters has moved for the suspension of the rules to allow her enter a conflict of interest on a bill that we have just passed. Is there any objections to the suspension of the rules? Hearing none, please place on the record your potential conflict of interest.
Mr. President, a member of my family is an auto dealer.
And this is in regard to Senate Bill 515, is that correct?
That is correct, Mr. President.
Thank you. Your potential conflict of interest has been placed on the record. Recognize Senator Ted Ferrioli, please.
Mr. President, point of order.
Point of order.
Mr. President, it is our understanding that a conflict of interest must be declared before the member votes.
That's correct.
Thank you, Mr. President, for asserting the rule for the body that members must declare their conflict of interest before the vote. Thank you, Mr. President.
That's correct. Recognize Senator Verger, please.
Mr. President, with the rule suspension, may I declare a conflict of interest?
Here we go. Senator Verger has moved to suspend the rules to allow her to enter a potential conflict of interest on Senate Bill 515. Is there any objection? Senator Verger, how do you vote?
I voted no, but I have member of my family who is in the automobile business.
So your potential conflict of interest has now been placed in the record. We'll now return to the regular order of Senate business, and it is Under proposition, motion recognized, Senator Lori Montes Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate concur in the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 605.
Senator Lori Montes has moved that the Senate concur in the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 605. To your motion.
Colleagues, this bill is the one that requires the advanced practice nurses to personally put hand prescriptions to patients after they completed the patient education and prescription verification. What the House wanted to do is make sure that the prescription drug be labeled with the name of the patient. This really could have been done in rules, but that's all right. We'll concur with that amendment.
Thank you. Discussion? Those who have the intention to concur in the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 605, I'll answer his name and call those opposed. No clerk will call the roll.
Bates. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dinkfelder. Ferrioli. George. Girard. Haas. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Juan Anderson. Monroe. Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Przonski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Verger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, Atkinson, President Courtney. President Courtney.
Yes.
Excused, Carter, 29 ayes.
Senate Bill 605, having received a constitutional majority, is declared repassed. Senator Walker, for what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I think my children are leaving the chamber. May I return the order of courtesies?
Without objection, please feel free to do so.
I didn't get notice that they were up there, but I think these are the kids from Buena Vista. Oh, yes, they are, Mr. President. There are 55 children here from the fourth grade in Buena Vista School in my district, and I wanted to welcome them before they left the chamber.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad we could do that. Buena Vista, the students, thanks for coming, and hope to see you again as you leave us. Perhaps you could come back and see us again someday, too. It's been an honor and a privilege to have you here in the State Senate chamber. Thank you very much. Thank you, Senator Walker. We'll now return to the regular order of the Senate business, which is under propositions and motions, and I will now recognize Senator Suzanne Bonamici.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate concur in the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 731.
Senator Suzanne Bonamici has moved the Senate concur in the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 731. To your motion, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, this is the bill that deals with garnishment of exempt funds. In the House, there was an amendment added that adds clarifying language that specifies that the information received from the payor is to be used to identify the funds that are exempt. This will help the financial institutions identify which funds are exempt for the purposes of protection under this important bill. I urge that you concur in the amendments to Senate Bill 731 and pass the bill. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. It's discussion. Those who have to concur in the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 731 will answer aye's names called. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Girard. Haas. Johnson. Johnson.
Mr. Johnson.
Cruz. Metzger. Montes Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse, Nelson, Przonski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Verger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, Winters.
Senator Winters? Senator Winters?
Atkinson, Bates, President Courtney.
Yes.
Excuse, Carter, voting no. Whitsett, 28 ayes.
The Senate Bill 731, having received a constitutional majority, is declared repassed. Now I recognize Senator Suzanne Bonamici.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate concur in the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 771.
Senator Bonamici has moved the Senate concur in the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 771. To your motion, please.
Thank you, colleagues. This is a bill from the Landlord-Tenant Coalition. There was a discussion on this side of the building that it would be amended on the House side to address some concerns raised by the realtors. The House amendment does that. It basically ensures that the 60-day notice provision does not apply when the property is sold to a person who intends to live in it as a primary residence. that addresses the concerns that were raised, and I urge that we adopt and repass Senate Bill 771. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Discussion? Those who are the opinion of the Senate concur in the House of Management repass Senate Bill 771. Will answer ayes and name call those opposed. No, clerk, please call the roll.
Boquist.
Senator Boquist.
Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Devlin. Dinkfelder. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Haas. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Montes Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Brzezinski. Brzezinski.
Senator Brzezinski.
Okay. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Verger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. President Courtney.
He's a yes.
Excuse. Carter, 20 ayes.
The Senate Bill 771, having received a constitutional majority, is declared repassed. Recognize Senator Chris Telfer.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate concur in the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 862.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Chris Telfer has moved the Senate concur in the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 862. Hear your motion and discussion, please.
This extraordinary piece of legislation, Senate Bill 862, has such an extraordinary, great health product coverage to it that we want to put some sidebars on it to protect it from abuses or somebody wanting to take advantage of it. So the amendment defines community. It requires the administrator of Office for Oregon Health Policy to adopt rules for approval of one community health-based initiative per community that meets specific requirements, and it limits the approval by the Office of Community-Based Community Initiatives to no more than three communities to be covered before June 30th, 2013. And it also describes requirements of approval of the community-based health care initiative.
Thank you. Is there further discussion? Those who are the opinion of the concur in the House of Amendments and repass Senate Bill 862 will answer ayes and names. Call it. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, Gerard, Haas, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Montes Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Brzezinski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Verger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, President Courtney.
He's a yes.
Excuse, Carter, 20 ayes.
The Senate Bill 862, having received a constitutional majority, is declared repassed. Recognize Senator Suzanne Bonamici.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate concur in the House amendment and repass Senate Bill 929.
Senator Bonamici has moved the Senate concur in the House amendment and repass Senate Bill 929. To your motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, Senate Bill 929 requires manufactured dwelling park landlords to use submetering as a billing method for assessing tenant charges for water. The original bill had an implementation date of 2012. You may recall from our previous discussion, submetering is an excellent way of billing water because it ensures that tenants pay only for their own water usage and do not subsidize the usage of others. It encourages conservation of water, resulting in a reduction in usage, and it helps identify more quickly and with greater specificity the existence of expensive or damaging leaks in the system, saving everyone money. The House amendment extends the implementation date from early 2012 to the end of 2012, giving manufactured home parks more opportunity to implement submetering and to find grants to help pay for this excellent way of monitoring and billing for water charges. I urge that we concur in the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 929. Thank you, Mr. President.
Is discussion? Those of the opinion of the Senate should concur in the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 929. Will answer ayes and names called. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, Gerard, Haas, Johnson,
Cruz, Metzger, Juanes Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Przonski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Berger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, President Courtney.
Yes.
Excuse, Carter, voting no, Atkinson, Ferrioli, George, Girard, Cruz, Whitsett, Winters, 22 ayes.
The Senate Bill 929, having received a constitutional majority, is declared repassed. Action, second point, requiring Senate confirmation, introduction of first reading of Senate measures, second reading of Senate measures.
SCR 17, congratulating Coach Daniel J. Mellis of OIT on the success of Oregon men's basketball team.
Mr. Pass the calendar, third reading of Senate measures, first reading of House measures. Excuse me, what am I doing wrong? What? Second reading of Senate measure. We need to go back.
Senate Bill 519, the mandatory grievance communications to employee but employer's opinions. Senate Bill 621, the Oregon Production Investment Fund to date. Senate Bill 976, the National Norm Assessment Score Emergency.
These are passed the calendar. Third reading of Senate measures. First reading of House measures.
House Bill 2004, voting check off income tax returns, political contributions, to date. House Bill 3004, the sales of foreclosed property and court emergency. House Bill 3232, the Oregon Health Licensing Agency.
The sec. Where are we? What do we want to know? First reading of House measures. Second reading of House measures.
HCR 54, encouraging the state of Oregon to support establishment of statewide network of hospitals capable of performing percutaneous coronary intervention and heart attacks. House Bill 2005, relating to election petitions, court emergency. House Bill 2123, local capacity and human services agencies. House Bill 2136, relating to vending machine distribution tobacco projects. House Bill 2145 on State Agency Administrative Services, Coin Emergency. House Bill 2285 on Crime. House Bill 2502 on Criminal Procedure and Coin Emergency. House Bill 2511 Electronic Voting System, Coin Emergency. House Bill 2569 on Registration Plates and Coin Emergency. House Bill 2629 Crimes Involving Animals. House Bill 2672 on Distribution of Tobacco Products. House Bill 2700 relating to claims, property tax exemption, scrapping effective date. House Bill 2702, scrapping impact relating to prescriptive authority for licensed psychologists. House Bill 2839 Investment Partnerships, Coin Emergency. House Bill 2941 ballot tiles and court emergency. House Bill 3089 with wildlife. House Bill 3139 with state agency internal audits. House Bill 3343 with persons providing alcoholic beverages. House Bill 3489 with fish hatcheries and court emergency.
This is passed the calendar. We are now on to the third reading of the House measures. The clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 3451 ballots.
Look and I, Senator Jenny Burdick, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. House Bill 3451A comes from your Senate Committee on Rules. Currently, Oregon law allows county clerks to manually examine ballots up to 7 days prior to election day. But ballot scanning cannot begin until election day and must continue until all the ballots have been tallied. House Bill 3451A allows county clerks to electronically scan ballots up to 7 days prior to the date of election and in accordance with a security plan approved by the Secretary of State. Voter turnout in Oregon has been steadily increasing for the past few decades, including record participation in the 2004 and 2008 presidential elections. Elections with high turnout and unusually long ballots can put a significant strain on the people and equipment at elections offices, resulting in stress and fatigue for workers and increased financial burden on the state. House Bill 3451A creates a more efficient process by initially scanning ballots and allowing the machine to reject those ballots it cannot read. Clerks will then manually inspect those rejected ballots for a final vote determination. This bill is beneficial to the voting public and to candidates for public office because it will result in timely and more accurate election results, save overtime costs for election workers by extending the scanning process over 7 days prior to the election, ensure that that security procedures approved by the Secretary of State are tested and in place prior to the date of the election. Colleagues, just to give you a sense of what a difference this bill would make in one of the counties I represent, Multnomah County. In this past general election, there was ballot scanning and tallying continued uninterrupted for 57 hours straight. This required 4 12-hour shifts and 1 9-hour shift of 10 to 15 people on each shift for the scanning and tallying process. Each of the 6 ballot scanners ran for 57 hours straight for a total of 342 machine hours. And there were some very close elections on that ballot that we literally could not determine for a couple of days because of the inability to scan these ballots prior to the election. House Bill 3451A will help Oregon adjust and respond to increased voter turnout with an updated ballot counting procedure without jeopardizing the integrity of the process. I urge your aye vote.
Thank you. Recognize Senator Ted Farioli, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I voted no in committee on this bill because I have two concerns, and I'll share those with the members. First of all, scanning is counting. There's no way to scan these ballots in without also counting the ballots. The tally is what the elections official does finally to add up all of these scans, but scanning is counting. Mr. President, we heard the carrier of the bill discuss the fact that many elections are very close and that it's very difficult sometimes to determine the outcome. Mr. President, the issue of scanning puts a tremendous amount of pressure on the security systems in the elections offices, and the temptation to share the information on the scans, I believe, will become nearly overwhelming. Mr. President, if that system breaks down and the information about close races goes out, that could affect the outcome of the voting pattern, the future voting pattern, because this scanning will start up to a week prior to the election day. So, Mr. President, I really believe that because this system puts way too much pressure on the temptation to share the scan information, and because the security system that would be put in place hasn't been developed yet, so we couldn't test it or know what that security system might be, and because scanning is counting, Mr. President, I think we should reject this measure, even though I would do anything to help the efficiency of the elections officials who are stressed by the magnitude of the vote in some counties. I think the potential for compromising the security of the elections is too great. So I'll be voting no and urging you to do the same. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Senator Burdick, do you wish to close?
Very briefly, Mr. President, I certainly share any concern that might be out there about the security of our voting system. We do have security plans that are already filed by the counties with the Secretary of State. This would add the procedures for scanning ballots into that security plan, and it would prohibit counties to use this process unless they had an approved security plan. It is already a violation of state law to have any prior release of results, and that in combination with the security plan, I believe, provides adequate protection. It will save money for the extremely cash-strapped counties, and it will help our election system respond more quickly to the desire of voters to know the outcomes. So I hear the concerns, but I think they've been addressed by House Bill 3451, and I urge an aye vote.
Senator Devlin has demanded a call of the Senate, joined by Senator Burdick and Senator Manus Anderson. The doorkeepers will bar the doors, and Senator Arms will attend. The clerk, please call the roll.
Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Farioli, George, Gerard, Haas, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Bonas Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Brzezinski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Verger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, President Courtney.
All those subject to the call are present. President, I rise upon the third reading the final passage of House Bill 3451. All those in favor say aye. Names call. All those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Devlin.
Aye.
Dingfelder.
Aye.
Ferrioli.
No.
George.
No.
Gerard.
No.
Hass. Johnson.
Aye.
Cruz.
No.
Metzger.
Aye.
Juarez Anderson. Monroe.
Aye.
Morissette.
Aye.
Morse. Morse. Nelson. Brzezinski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Berger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. President Courtney.
Yes.
Excused. Carter, voting no. Atkinson, Boquist, Ferrioli, George, Gerard, Cruz, Morse, Starr, Walker, Whitsett, Winters. 18 ayes.
House Bill 3451, having received a constitutional majority, declared passed. Recognize Senator Ted Ferrioli, please.
Mr. President, without objection to a return to the order of business of courtesies.
Without objection, please feel free to do so.
Mr. President, in the gallery, Nissa High School softball team, coached by Tracy Cleaver, is here. About 10 folks there up in the gallery. Tracy Cleaver is Representative Jean Cowan's daughter, who coaches, Mr. President, are you checking your list? Who coaches the Bulldogs in Nissa, Oregon.
There's six schools
Nissa.
That are named Bulldogs.
Yeah. So, Mr. President, courtesies are requested for the high school softball team, coached by Tracy Cleaver.
Thank you, Tracy, and thank you, Nissa. Where are the ref here? There they are, softball team. Thank you very much for coming to the state capitol today. Hope you're enjoying your stay. I'd like to extend the official courtesies of Senate to you. Go Bulldogs. Okay, recognize Senator Vicki Walker, please.
Mr. President, I'd like to do a vote explanation on the last bill, 3451.
We will now return to the regular order of business under the third reading of House measures. And Senator Walker, please enter your vote explanation on House Bill 3451.
Thank you, Mr. President. I voted no on this bill because I don't care how much you tell me they're going to have a great security system. I'm always suspect when you start using computers and scanning ballots. In an election, two elections ago, Jackson County had an election where the results were flipped, and they had to figure out what was going on. Until the security measures are much stronger, I couldn't support a bill like this, so that's why I voted no.
Thank you. Clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 2897, Placement of Children in Custody.
Recognize Senator Doug Whitsett, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. If a child is removed from their parents' custody, it is the policy of the Department of Human Services that the child be reconciled with their family or their caregiver whenever possible. On some occasions, though, it is not in the best interest of the child. House Bill 2897 requires a court that determines the placement of a child with a relative to not be in the best interest of the child to make a written finding explaining the reason why placement with a family did not occur. The court is not currently required to explain its order in writing. House Bill 2897 passed the House 58-1, passed the Senate Judiciary 5-0, has no revenue impact and a minimal physical impact. I urge an aye vote, Mr. President.
Thank you. Is there further discussion on this measure? Question all right. Found third reading of the final passage of House Bill 2897. Those opinion bills passed, say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Dingfelder. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Hass. Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Juarez Anderson,
Senator Juarez Anderson,
Monroe, Morissette, Morris, Nelson, Brzezinski,
Senator Brzezinski,
Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Ferger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin.
Aye.
President Courtney.
Yes.
Excuse, Carter, 29 ayes.
The House Bill 2897 2897, I receive the constitutional majority, declared passed. Senator Bill Morissette, why don't you do your courtesy now without objection? We'll turn to the order of courtesy,
okay.
Please.
Thank you, Mr. President. In the gallery, in the back gallery, Cresswell Elementary School, Maria Nicholson is the group leader, 75 fourth graders.
Thank you, Cresswell. Glad to have you here, Maria. Thanks for bringing your students here. And we hope that you're having a good day in the state capitol. Hope you'll stay throughout the day. I'd like to extend the official courtesies of the Oregon State Senate to each and every one of you. Thank you very much for coming. We're now returning to regular order of business, which is the third reading of the House measures. The clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 3041, with the health letter, city court emergency.
Recognize Senator Bill Morissette.
Thank you, Mr. President. House Bill 3041A is an excellent bill. It creates a pilot project of no more than six federal Head Start program providers in Oregon to implement a health literacy program. It establishes that goal to improve communication between the parents of Head Start children and the healthcare professionals to help parents seek appropriate level of care. This is a great program. Both California and Washington have this. It does provide training to Head Start children to reduce demands for costly emergency room treatment by making parents more aware of when and where to seek medical treatment for their children. So it's a great bill, and I urge an aye vote. Thank you.
Thank you. Is discussion? Question I rise upon the third reading and final passage of House Bill 3041. Those opinion bills pass. Say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Ferrioli. Ferrioli. George. George. Girard. Hass. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Montes-Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Perzonski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Berger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. President Courtney.
Yes.
Excuse. Carter, 20 ayes.
The Senate bill, House Bill 3041, Chief Counsel George declared passed. Passed. Clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 3077, Elective Sheriff's Surviving Spouse, Court Emergency.
Recognize Senator Suzanne Bonamici.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, House Bill 3077 comes to us from the Oregon Law Commission. It passed unanimously from the Senate Judiciary Committee. This bill makes long overdue changes to Oregon's elective share law. Under current law, a surviving spouse has a right to take an elective share instead of taking under the terms of his or her spouse's will. The primary purpose of an elective share provision is to protect a surviving spouse from being completely disinherited or significantly shortchanged, either intentionally or unintentionally, by their spouse. Oregon's current elective share amount is 25% of the decedent's net probate estate. This is one of the lowest in the country, colleagues. In case you're wondering, there's only one state that's lower. That's Louisiana. House Bill 3077 will increase the elective share percentage up to 33% of the spouse's combined assets by implementing a sliding scale with the spouse's entitlement based on the length of the marriage. It also increases the property that's subject to the elective share calculation to include probate and non-probate assets. These changes to the law better reflect today's estate planning practices and the partnership theory of marriage, which assumes that both spouses contribute to the acquisition of wealth during marriage. In addition, the changes provide a greater measure of parity between a spouse would receive from claiming the elective share and a divorce proceeding. Colleagues, I want to point out that this bill does not significantly interfere with the right to pass on an inheritance to children or charities. Instead, it simply updates the statutes to equitably provide for the surviving spouse. And also, I want to point out that a spouse can still agree to being shortchanged or disinherited, as this bill does not touch the prenuptial or postnuptial statutes. Colleagues, the Oregon State Bar Estate Planning Section and Elder Law Section worked with the Law Commission on this consensus bill to balance the issues. I urge your aye vote on House Bill 3077. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Further discussion? Not the question now rises on third reading, final passage of House Bill 3077. Those who are of the opinion the bill should pass will answer aye. Their names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
George.
Aye.
Gerard.
No.
Hass.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Cruz. Metzger.
Aye.
Juanes Anderson.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Morissette.
Aye.
Morse.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Brzezinski.
Aye.
Rosenbaum.
Aye.
Schrader. Starr, Telfer, Verger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, President Courtney. Excuse, Carter, voting no, Girard, 28 ayes.
House Bill 3077, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. I'm going to move House Bill 3099 to the foot of today's calendar. If there's no objection, so ordered. Clerk will read the next bill.
House Bill 3175, on the Health Professional Regulatory Boards.
Chair recognizes Senator Bates.
Thank you, Mr. President. Under current Oregon law, a reported claim against a practitioner of the medical board, State Board of Nursing, Board of Optometry, Board of Dentistry, or naturopathic examiners, this includes nurse practitioners, physicians, and podiatrists. If you have a reported claim against you on the website after 4 years, if you've had no further claims against you, it is expunged. This bill does something very simple. It just makes that permanent. It cannot be expunged and maintains it on the website as long as you're licensed and practicing. It opens up more information for consumers. Good bill should pass. Urge your aye vote. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further discussion? Not the question now arises on third reading, final passage of House Bill 3175. Those who are of the opinion the bill should pass will answer aye. Their names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Gerard. Hass. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger.
Aye.
Juanes Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Brzezinski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr, Telfer, Berger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, President Courtney, excuse, Carter, 29 ayes.
House Bill 3175, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. The clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 3279, Aldall Foster Homes.
Chair recognizes Senator Cruz.
Thank you, Mr. President and colleagues. House Bill 3204 deals with limited access permits for dental hygienists. Good people, good bill should pass.
Is there further discussion? Not question now arises on third reading, final passage of House Bill 3175. Those who are of the opinion the bill should pass will answer on ayes. Names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll. Yes. Oh, Senator Atkinson.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. In an abundance of caution, I wish to declare a potential conflict of interest. My wife is a registered dental hygienist, also known as a tartar minor.
Thank you for that detailed conflict. Hold on a second. The clerk needs to re-read the bill. We were just a little bit in error, just for the record.
House Bill 3204 on dental hygienists, declared emergency.
And before we go to the vote, Senator Montes Anderson, for what purpose do you rise?
I would like to declare a potential conflict of interest.
Please declare your conflict.
My nieces are dental hygienists.
Senator, what's it for? What purpose do you rise?
I declare a potential conflict of interest.
Please state your conflict.
I have a daughter who is a licensed dental hygienist in Oregon. Thank you.
Thank you for that. It will be noted for the record. Now the clerk will call the roll.
Hass. Johnson.
Aye.
Cruz.
Aye.
Metzger.
Aye.
Juan Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Brzozinski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Verger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. George. Gerard. President Courtney. Excused. Carter, 29 ayes.
House Bill 3204, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. The clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 2238, on hardship permits.
Chair recognizes Senator Morissette.
Mr. President, I move that consideration of House Bill 3279 be taken from its place on today's calendar and placed on the Monday, June 8th calendar.
Senator Morissette has moved that consideration of House Bill 3279 be taken from its place on today's calendar and placed on the Monday, June 8th calendar. To your motion, Senator.
We have one more item to discuss in this bill, so thank you.
Okay. The question is on taking House Bill 3279 from today's calendar and placing it on the Wednesday, June 10th calendar. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The motion has carried. Now the clerk will read the next bill.
House Bill 2292, in Department of Corrections, declared emergency. House Bill 22-3, the hardship permits.
Chair recognizes Senator Whitsett.
Thank you, Mr. President. House Bill 2238 fixes a loophole for repeat DUII offenders. Under current law, if a person has a BAC of 0.08 or higher or refuses to take a breath test, they must wait a certain period of time before applying for a hardship permit. If the person has a previous DUII conviction, had a license suspended under the implied consent law in the previous 5 years, or was participating in a diversion program, they are subject to a longer waiting period. The law makes no distinction between a repeat offender who refuses the test and one who fails the test. This creates an incentive for repeat offenders to refuse the test and eliminate the BAC from a subsequent prosecution. Without the BAC, there is an increased chance for the offender to be acquitted. House Bill 2238 closes this loophole by increasing the penalty for someone refusing to take a breath test and requires notice to be given that if they refuse the test and have a previous DUII or diversion, there will be an increase in the waiting period for a hardship permit from 1 year to 3 years. House Bill 2238 targets repeat DUI offenders and increases public safety. It passed the House 54-5, the Senate Judiciary 4-1, and has no revenue impact, a minimal fiscal impact. I urge an aye vote, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Chair recognizes Senator Bonamici.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, I am very, very concerned, of course, about the problems of driving under the influence. But I voted no in the committee, and we'll vote no on the floor on this bill because I'm concerned about the approach that this bill is taking. It is a very serious issue that we're trying to deal with, but there are much better ways. For example, in Washington, they use ignition interlocks to prevent driving under the influence, repeat offenders. I also think that people may have a legitimate reason for refusing to take the test, and I'm also concerned that the approach of denying someone a hardship permit is going to affect them when they are trying to rebuild their life and get back to work, and extending the waiting period for a hardship permit seems like the wrong approach when we need to be doing something like increasing the use of ignition interlocks to prevent driving under the influence at the front end. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Chair recognizes Senator Walker.
Well, you know, I was reading this bill, and Mr. Chair, it requires a person to be notified that if he or she refused the breath test and had previous driving under the influence intoxicants or diversion within the preceding 5 years, he or she will be subject to an extended waiting period. Well, this is a person who's already had a DUI, and this is another DUI. So, you know, they don't get a second chance. And I think interlocks are a good thing, but they don't get a second chance. They get go to the end of the line. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further discussion? Not Senator Whitsitt, do you wish to close? He does not. Question now rises on third reading, final passage of House Bill 2238. Those who are of the opinion the bill should pass will answer aye as names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Johnson.
She's excused.
Cruz. Metzger.
Aye.
Montes Anderson. Monroe.
Aye.
Morissette.
Aye.
Morris.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Brzezinski.
Aye.
Rosenbaum.
Aye.
Schrader.
Aye.
Starr.
Aye.
Telfer.
Aye.
Verger.
Aye.
Walker. Walker, Whitsett, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, Gerard, Haas, President Courtney, excused, Carter, Johnson, voting no, Bonamici, 27 ayes.
House Bill 2238, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. The clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 2292, Department of Corrections, declare emergency.
Chair recognizes Senator Boquist.
Thank you, Mr. President. 2292B comes to Committee on Judiciary. No revenue, no fiscal. Came out on a 4-1 vote with the good senator from the Senator of Portland voting no. It simply extends the sunset in which the Department of Corrections may enter into contracts with a public entity for correctional services in another state. Good bill should pass. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion? Not the question now rises on third reading and final passage of House Bill 2292. Those who are of the opinion the bill should pass will answer aye as their names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call a roll.
Cruz. Metzger.
Aye.
Montes Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Brzezinski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Verger. Walker. Whitsett, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, Gerard, Haas, Johnson, President Courtney. Excused, Carter, Johnson, voting no, Dingfelder, 27 ayes.
House Bill 2292, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Senator Dingfelder, for which purpose do you rise?
For vote explanation.
Please proceed.
I voted no in committee on this bill, colleagues, and I voted no on the floor. And primarily the concern that I have is we do have jail space, jail beds here in the state that are being underutilized. An example is the Wapato jail in Multnomah County. So the concern was that we are now saying that the Department of Correction can look elsewhere outside the state for prison space, and I'm voting no as an encouragement for the Department of Correction to look at our existing jail space within the state. That is unfortunately costing the taxpayers of Multnomah County money. We want to find ways to save money and be frugal, and that is why I'm voting no on this bill.
Thank you, Senator. Clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 2507, Columbia High School and Clear Emergency.
Chair recognizes Senator Cruz.
Thank you, Mr. President and colleagues. House Bill 257 deals with an issue we thought we had dealt with last session, and that was the concept of a modified diploma for those students who have special needs who will never quite measure up to standards. The modified diploma bill we passed last session went into rules with the Department of Ed, and they came out with something that may be valuable. I still have questions about it, but did not necessarily get to the intent of the legislation. House Bill 2507 actually does get to the intent of the legislation and defines the criteria for what is now called an extended diploma for this very small percent of kids who try really hard but can never measure up to the 24 credit standard that's required for a diploma. One other important provision of the bill is that it gives parents the right to reject a pathway that a school district has put the child on. For example, if the school says your child will be going for a modified diploma and the parents think that with some extra work the child could get a full diploma, that child has the right to go for the full diploma. There's still some work to do in this area. In conversations with the chair of the House Education Committee, we will continue this work into the interim. But this gets us more to the intent of the legislation passed last session. I urge an aye vote.
Thank you, Senator. Further discussion? Not question now arises on third reading, final passage of House Bill 2507. Those who are of the opinion the bill should pass will answer aye as their names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Metzger.
Aye.
Munson-Henderson. Monroe.
Aye.
Morissette.
Aye.
Morse.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Brzezinski.
Aye.
Rosenbaum.
Aye.
Schrader.
Aye.
Starr.
Aye.
Telfer.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Whitsett.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Atkinson.
Yes.
Bates.
Aye.
Bonamici.
Aye.
Boquist.
Aye.
Burdick.
Aye.
Carter. Devlin.
Aye.
Dingfelder.
Aye.
Ferrioli.
Aye.
George.
Aye.
Gerard.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Johnson. Cruz.
Aye.
President Courtney. Excuse. Carter, Johnson, 20 ayes.
House Bill 2507, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 2553, Mobile Claxons.
Chair recognizes Senator Schrader.
Colleague, House Bill 2553-B stipulates that in cases where an accident claims the life of one or more occupants, age 18 or younger, it is the responsibility of the Department of Transportation to pay reasonable costs for cleanup if insurance is exhausted and surviving family members would otherwise be responsible for payment.
Further discussion? Not the question now arises on third reading, final passage of House Bill 2553. Those who are of the opinion the bill should pass will answer aye as their names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Munson-Henderson. Monroe.
Aye.
Morissette.
Aye.
Morse.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Brzezinski.
Aye.
Rosenbaum.
Aye.
Schrader.
Aye.
Starr.
Aye.
Telfer.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Whitsett.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Atkinson.
Yes.
Bates.
Aye.
Bonamici.
Aye.
Boquist.
Aye.
Burdick.
Aye.
Carter. Devlin.
Aye.
Dingfelder.
Aye.
Ferrioli.
Aye.
George.
Aye.
Gerard.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Johnson. Cruz.
Aye.
Metzger.
Aye.
Munson-Henderson. President Courtney.
Yes.
Excuse. Carter, Johnson. 20 ayes.
House Bill 2553, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. The clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 2666, when paranoid mental health disorders and court emergency.
Chair recognizes Senator Rosenbaum.
Good point. Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, I bring you House Bill 2666. This is another piece of the Oregon Women's Health and Wellness Alliance agenda for 2009. This bill will establish a work group in the Department of Human Services to review and report on the needs, gaps, and funding strategies for maternal mental health during and after pregnancy, also known as perinatal mental health. Perinatal mood disorders, including depression, anxiety, mania, and psychosis, are pervasive but treatable illnesses with real and long-term consequences for mothers, babies, and families. These conditions, if untreated during pregnancy, negatively affect birth outcomes and infant development, including infant mental health and brain development. This task force will go a long way to establishing a strategy for dealing with this that will save much unneeded suffering and as well as save money long term. I urge your aye vote.
Thank you, Senator. Further discussion? Not the question now arises on third reading, final passage of House Bill 2666. Those who are of the opinion the bill should pass will answer aye as the names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call a roll.
Monroe.
Aye.
Morissette.
Aye.
Morse.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Brzezinski.
Aye.
Rosenbaum.
Aye.
Schrader.
Aye.
Starr.
Aye.
Telfer.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Whitsett.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Atkinson.
Yes.
Bates.
Aye.
Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Haas. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger.
Aye.
Munson-Henderson. President Courtney.
Yes.
Excused. Carter, Johnson. Voting no. Boquist. 27 ayes.
House Bill 2666, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. The clerk will read the next bill.
House Bill 2667, Related Elections.
Chair recognizes Senator Devlin.
Now, thank you, Mr. President, Senate colleagues. This bill comes out of your Senate Rules Committee on a 4-to-1 vote. Currently, when a candidate files to run for state office, the information provided on the filing documents, including address and place of residence, are verified only if a specific request is made. If an error is made or information is later determined to be incorrect, the filing officer will correct the document and notify the candidate. But in cases where a candidate's residence information is found to be invalid after the filing deadline, the candidate's name is removed from the ballot and not replaced. House Bill 2667A is a response to a situation where, after the deadline for replacing a candidate on the ballot, it was determined that a candidate for public office owned property within the boundaries of two districts, but resided in the district in which they were not a candidate. House Bill 2667A would require the Secretary of State to verify the information on a candidate's filing document whenever a candidate's address is within 100 yards of the district boundary. Good bill should pass.
Thank you, Senator. Chair recognizes Senator Atkinson.
Mr. President, I rise in opposition to this bill. The last time the Secretary of State verified my residency, I lost my house. And I was hoping for a friendly amendment that would allow me to move back to my hometown after this bill passed, but that was rejected, so I would urge a no vote.
Thank you. Further discussion? Not Senator Devlin, do you wish to close?
No.
Question now rises on third reading and final passage of House Bill 2667. Those who are of the opinion the bill should pass will answer aye as names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Morissette. Morse. Morse.
Senator Morris.
Nelson. Brzozinski. Brzozinski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Verger. Verger. Walker. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. Ferrioli.
Is there any Ferrioli?
George. Gerard. Haas. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger.
Aye.
Anderson. Monroe.
Aye.
President Courtney. Excused. Carter, Johnson, voting no. Atkinson, Boquist, George, Gerard, Cruz. 23 ayes.
House Bill 2667, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. The clerk will read the next bill. Senator Cruz, for what purpose do you rise?
Vote explanation, Mr. President.
Please proceed.
Mr. President, Senator Jason Atkinson's a good friend of mine. I liked his other house.
That will be noted for the record. Better house. Now the clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 2795 and diesel engines.
Chair recognizes Senator Haas.
Mr. President, House Bill 2795A, the Healthy School Bus Bill, protects children from diesel exhaust. It does so by requiring that all 1994 through 2006 diesel school buses in Oregon are retrofitted to burn cleaner by 2017. And by requiring that all pre-1994 diesel buses in Oregon are replaced by 2025. This is not really a new policy, which is why there's no fiscal cost attached to this bill. It merely puts all school districts on the same timeline to accomplish the same goal of replacing old diesel buses or retrofitting the dirty engines with cleaner technology, and these statutes clarify those policies. The Senate already passed Senate Bill 610, which helps clarify the financing for schools to receive federal grants to replace or retrofit these school buses while optimizing state funding sources available. I ask for your support.
Chair recognizes Senator Boquist.
Thank you, Mr. Pereira. Colleagues, I rise in opposition to this good bill. The carrier is quite right about everything he explained, except one thing, and that the primary beneficiary of this is a Canadian company. And I take issue in these times that we should be assisting with our future energy dollars a company from Canada. Thank you.
Further discussion? If not, Senator Hass, do you wish to close? He does not. Question now arises. Oh, Senator Morris, I didn't see your light.
Thank you, Mr. President. I was a little late in tapping it. This is a great bill, without question. But it poses an assumption that we are adequately funding education. And this is a mandate. There are 297 buses that will have to be replaced at a cost to the districts. Certainly they have a transportation formula that will help with the cost of replacement. But it troubles me that we pass a mandate in this environment to increase the cost to our schools. So with that, Mr. President, I will be a no. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. You've sparked something here. It's Christmas. Senator Starr.
Thank you, Mr. President. I too stand not in opposition necessarily to the policy that we are contemplating in this bill, but to the timing. As we look at funding education in the next biennium, the primary school district, the largest school district that I represent in Western Washington County, the Hillsborough School District, is contemplating letting go more than 60 teachers, cutting school days by about 4 days, instructional days, and at the same time the legislature's passing a mandate like this. It causes great concern. I'll be a no vote, Mr. President. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Chair recognizes Senator Farioli.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chairman, Mr. President, the body is contemplating another bill relating to rural transportation that would reduce the grant funds to rural school districts by a third. Senate Bill 555 is being contemplated by this body, and it would reduce the dollars that are going to help pay transportation costs at the same time that we are also contemplating mandating $3.6 million on the districts. And, Mr. President, we just can't have it both ways. If you want these districts to suck it up and pay for their portion of the particulate matter issue, then you also should not contemplate reducing the grant funding to the small and remote school districts of Oregon that helps pay them for transportation. Doesn't make sense, so I'll be a no. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Chair recognizes Senator Walker.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm reading the legislative fiscal here, and it does estimate that it's going to cost $7,000 per bus for retrofitting. There are some federal stimulus dollars that are coming in for this purpose, but what I find really interesting is the last sentence. It says, although the fiscal impact is indeterminate, the Oregon Department of Education anticipates that the replacement timeline associated with the measure will align with the normal replacement schedules that are already in place. So I'm not sure what the bill's trying to do, because it appears to me that school districts are already on a timeline to replace these buses and to retrofit them. But, you know, I would point that out. This fiscal is very well done. Thank you.
The chair recognizes Senator Monis Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Do you know how much this will cost our health care system if we don't take care of these defects in our buses? Tens of thousands of Oregon school children who ride the bus are exposed to potentially harmful fumes because of the fuel system defects. Diesel fumes they have a price on our children, and it is a cost to society. Kids need clean air to stay healthy, and retrofitting and replacing diesel school buses can greatly reduce kids' exposure to harmful diesel fumes. Asthma is increasing leaps and bounds among our children. We have to do something to prevent this from happening. Please vote yes on this bill.
Thank you, Senator. Chair recognizes Senator Cruz.
Thank you, Mr. President. I do get so tired of hearing about potential hazards in this building. These aren't defects in buses. This is just somebody deciding that there's a better way to do it. I rode a school bus for about 10, 11 years. Now, some might say that explains a lot. But actually, I think I'm relatively normal compared to some of you. The real issue here, Mr. President, is the fact that we should be focusing on the core curriculum, the core mission of schools, and that is educating kids, having classes open, not doing all of this warm, fuzzy stuff. And this is a warm, fuzzy stuff. I'm tired of hearing about potential this and potential that. What is real is kids in classrooms being educated. Let's focus on that.
Thank you, Senator. Chair recognizes Senator Atkinson.
Mr. President, thank you. A couple of things. When we heard this bill before testimony, there was two main concerns that I had with it. Number one is private schools. Private schools don't have these fantastic contracts with the Canadian company to haul kids around. That's actually how this whole system works. Land law, which is now students first, I believe, which is domicile in Cincinnati, which handles all the buses for most of the public schools in America, is actually a Canadian company. If you follow that website and you follow what Senator Boquist is saying, we are actually going to use these dollars to fix buses that are not owned by school districts, but are owned by a national carrier, which is actually a Canadian-based company. But what we're doing to the small private schools that actually have to work really hard to afford buses to move kids and student athletes around is we're about to put this mandate on them. And I think that is highly unfair. I think it's highly unfair to the small Catholic school that works extra hard and has bake sales and fundraisers and all those kinds of fundraising banquets to do things for their sports department just to have this mandate come down on them. There's nothing that says that that they're going to be able to apply for these grants or they're going to be able to handle this. But it's kind of a one-size-fits-all that I think is a little bit unfair to the smaller schools that don't have the sweetheart contract with the Canadian company.
Thank you, Senator. Chair recognizes Senator Girard.
Thank you, Mr. President. This bill kind of represents the challenges that we have before us. We have to make tough decisions. And what we are deciding in this bill is to replace something in a bus versus funding higher ed, community colleges, et cetera. In education, we are really hurting for dollars. And I got to tell you, I just sat on Ways and Means, and we just passed out a budget to increase the Department of Environmental Quality 20% at the same time to cut OHSU 10%. I'm sorry, I can't go with these priorities. This is a bad vote.
Thank you, Senator. Further discussion? Senator Haas, would you like to close now?
Has everybody had a chance to speak on this? Thank you, Mr. President. First, on the issue of Canada, we ask these school districts to go out and get the lowest bid possible. And by law, they have to do that. And so if it's a Canadian firm, that's where they go. And if we want to change that, let's do that in another bill. But they're not going to be saving as much money, which was what I sort of got through some of that discussion. So this feels like I'm getting a mixed message there. I think the senator from Gresham made an excellent point that diesel emissions not only exact a price on our children, but there is a cost to society. One study found that childhood asthma costs Oregonians nearly $28 million a year in health care costs. Now, when school districts in our neighbor to the north, Washington, retrofitted their school buses, they documented a 31% reduction in children hospital admissions due to asthma and bronchitis during those years after the retrofit. As noted, there is no substantial fiscal cost to this bill. And as noted, school districts, for the most part, are doing this. These costs will be made up through federal grants, through the districts, and it's not all coming all at once. Remember, we're going out to 2025 in this bill. I think this is a modest bill that will help the children of our state. It will help deal with some serious environmental issues, and I ask for your support.
Senator Devlin has requested to call the Senate. He is joined by President Courtney and Senator Mona Sanderson. The doorkeepers will bar the doors. The sergeant-at-arms will attend, and the clerk will call the roll.
Atkinson. Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, Gerard, Haas, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Von Zinnerson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Brzezinski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Berger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, President Courtney. All present.
Everyone subject to the call is present. The question now arises on third reading, final passage of House Bill 2795. Those who are of the opinion the bill should pass will answer aye as their names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Morse. Nelson. Brzezinski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Berger. Walker. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Haas. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger.
Aye.
Von Zinnerson. Monroe. Morissette. President Courtney.
Yes.
Excuse. Johnson. Voting no. Atkinson. Boquist. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Cruz. Morse. Nelson. Starr. Whitsett. Winters. 18 ayes.
House Bill 2795, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Without objection, the remaining bills on today's third reading calendar will be placed on the Monday calendar. So ordered. Other business of the Senate. Announcements. Chair recognizes Senator Devlin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members, Senate Democrats, get your lunch and be in the caucus room by 12:25. 12:25.
Chair recognizes Senator Ferrioli.
Thank you, Mr. President. Because Republicans are on time and under budget and have no need for new taxes, we will not be caucusing today.
Are there further announcements? If there are no further announcements, without objection, the Senate is adjourned until 9:45 Monday, June 8th.